Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Welcome to the podcast for the week of September 14th, 2020. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. A theme for this week is from a poem I'll read you later. You realized you had always loved the sea. It's a week of reflection on new beginnings and honestly tracking where you're caught in old certainties, old beliefs, and it's time to open up and have a lot more freedom to follow your heart and follow your deep care for yourself and the world. First, we have on Tuesday, September 15th, Venus square Uranus at 11 degrees of Leo and Taurus. Venus, as the archetype of love and values, is the lover, beloved of you. And with this planet is active in a cycle, it calls to us to return to our hearts. Venus right now is in Leo, a fire sign of creativity, the need for self-respect, and the need to honor others, and to bring our creative gifts forward. Uranus, as the maverick, chaos bringer archetype, wants to shake things up, shake out the duplicity, shake out the falseness, call us to deeper authenticity and to free ourselves. It's in Taurus right now, which is a sign of grounded security. It's a very destabilizing time with Uranus and Taurus. As we know, it's just a mirror of what's happening in our world. Our old ways of feeling secure, whether it be with human relationships, with finances, with certainty about our government, it's all gone. And in this Venus square Uranus on Tuesday, we get the opportunity to come back to the security of our own hearts. Uranus wants freedom. It calls us to liberate ourselves. Venus wants love, values, connection. So this is the time to trust your own authentic knowing and to stay true to your deepest values amidst all the craziness and all the pain and suffering of the wildfires, of the polarization, of the violence, of the insanity as we degenerate into the worst of our possible human characteristics. Venus says, don't lose heart. Remember the absolute beauty that is present in every human being. Can you go underneath the wound patterns and the suffering? Take care of yourself, but also free your mind, free your heart to remember what you love and what you value. So it's important to remember what you always loved. This is part of the journey this week. And then on Thursday, September 17th, we have a very powerful new moon at 25 degrees of Virgo. It means the sun and moon are together in the heavens. The sun is the archetype of the hero, heroine, the core self, and moon as the archetype of the instinctive nurturer, the deep, emotional, non-cognitive, floating, caring feeling one of us. When the sun and moon come together, there's a call to renew and start over. It's a new moon cycle. And it's in the sign of Virgo, which is a deep earth sign of healing and practicality. When Virgo is active in a cycle, we're being called to look at what's not working, not from a place of criticism, which is the wounded side of Virgo, but rather from a place of discernment. In all that has happened in your life, personally, and that you see in the world, this is a time to take stock of what is really working and put your energy there. What kind of healing gifts can you bring to yourself and to the world? What is out of order that you have some capacity to bring into order? This new moon has a beautiful connection with three powerful planets in the sign of Capricorn, another earth sign. It's called a trine. It means the new moon, the sun and moon, and the three planets of Saturn, Jupiter, and Pluto are about 120 degrees away in the sky. That translates as an ease and a flow. These three big planets in Capricorn have symbolically been calling us to deeply destructure the old ways, the old attitudes of how we're supposed to hold ourselves, what our responsibilities are, our external structures of government, relationships, society, all in huge transformation. This flow between the new moon in Virgo and the three planets that are actively, archetypally changing our inner and outer structures is saying, take stock now. You know what's not working. Virgo, truth-telling. What is working? Where do you want to put your energy? And particularly this new moon has a strong connection with the planet Neptune. It's opposite Neptune in the heavens. Neptune is the dreamer, visionary one of us, the artist, the intuitive one. It's in the sign of Pisces right now, which is its favorite sign. And it's very much about the part of us that is empathetic and feeling the flow of something underneath ordinary reality. In a positive way, Neptune activates the visionary in each of us. So the new moon opposite Neptune says, as you're creating a new form and a new structure of healing to go forward with for yourself and your loved ones in the world, remember to bring in your visions. Don't lose heart. Don't forget about what you aspire to. What is your deeper knowing and your spiritual vision of yourself and the world? It's so easy to get confused right now with all the disruption and all the different stories. Talk about that in a moment. Remember what you really believe in and align with that like a true north. Because the other big energy that's happening with this new moon in Virgo is it's called squaring the nodal axis, the north node of the moon and the south node of the moon. These are points, mathematical points, astrologers and astronomers work with. They're not physical bodies, but nonetheless, for astrologers, they have a lot of important energy. The south node represents the doorway into our past patterns, our past survival structures, if you believe in reincarnation, our past life orientation. The north node calls us to our evolutionary purpose. We're called to go forward out of our comfort zone into a larger vision of who we're supposed to be, of purposefulness. The south node is in Sagittarius right now, challenging us. The nodes have been in Sagittarius, south node, North Node Gemini since early May of 2020 and will remain in that configuration until January of 2022. It's an 18-month period of really recognizing South Node in Sagittarius. We all have old patterns and propensities towards our belief system, Sagittarius, our truth. This is the way it is. I know what's best. We need to let go of that. Those are survival strategies that are too small for our world and our lives. The North Node challenges in Gemini now. Gemini says, tell me a new story. Think outside the box. What is another way to look at things? How can I bridge things that seem to be opposite? Let's stir it up and try something new. So the fact that the new moon is squaring the nodal axis means this is a very powerful time karmically in our evolutionary purpose. Let go of those old stories, those old beliefs, those old dogmas that are too small for healing and for vision, and dream into new ways, open to new stories, tell yourself a new story, do some journal writing under this new moon. What is a new story that you have for yourself, your family, your society, your world? It's time to get aligned with a healing path, to take care of the wounded part of ourselves that are caught in dogma and suffering. But to not let those take over, and particularly not let our old wounded dogmas take over. It's too small for ourselves and our world. Because something else is calling you, something that you've always loved, that you've always been drawn to, and you're getting distracted by some certainty in your head, your strategic mind about who you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to want. Meanwhile, the life you really are called to live and be for your own soul's alignment, as well as in contribution to the world in these dire times of initiation and tumultuous change. Take time in this new moon to get quiet and attune with what is really calling you forward. Don't miss the boat of what your soul wants you to become and to express in this important, essential time in your own life and in the world's life. Here's a poem from Naomi Shihab Nye called Missing the Boat. Missing the boat. It is not so much that the boat passed and you failed to notice it. It is more like the boat stopping directly outside your bedroom window, the captain blowing the signal horn, the band playing a rousing march. The boat shouted, waving bright flags, its silver hull blinding in the sunlight. But you had this idea you were going by train. You kept checking the timetable, digging for tracks. And the boat got tired of you. So tired, it pulled up the anchor and raised the ramp. The boat bobbed into the distance, shrinking like a toy. At which point you probably realized you had always loved the sea. So, dear ones, in this new moon week, in alignment with Neptune the visionary, the deity of the great oceans, remember that you always loved the sea and go forward with that.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.